104.5 XLO. Well, we'd like to welcome our guests in the studio, Dominic Mercurio from Worcester's Best Chef and from the Twisted Fork, Jay Powell. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
Woo-hoo, Jen.
Wait, Frank needs a woo-hoo, too. Yeah.
Frankie, baby, you.
Nice to see you again. I'm saying that because I've been in your restaurant on several occasions. Let me say this. Your wife, Nancy, makes one hell of a Bloody Mary.
I tell everybody. I told you guys when I measure how good it is after you have a couple Bloody Marys if I'm getting better looking. Oh. They're great Bloody Marys. So
I'm not ready to go on the record with that, but let's just say they were good.
You could get better looking, Jay, but the food could never taste better.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's so true. Well, we're having you guys in to, of course, talk about Worcester's Best Chef, which is coming up here fast and furious on the 29th of January.
I know. It's right around the corner. Unbelievable.
It is there. It's right there.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Now, Jay, you
will be back.
You have a new role this year. Not only are you representing your restaurant, the Twisted Fork, you've got another role in this year?
I do. I am hosting the Iron Chef competition. Worcester, you're going to come and see this. It's the 10th year anniversary of Worcester's Best Chef. Yeah. Dom will tell you a little bit about it.
It's awesome. It's the best of the best. So you get all the winners from the last 9 years. Not all of them. We couldn't find some of them. They're incognito. But then, you know, those that we got coming back, which is a great, great, great group of guys and gals preparing everything that they know well, are coming back to really kick the doors open and compete in a really hard way. And if anybody knows about competing, it's Jay. You know, he just ran a tour of Cooks versus Cons on Food Network.
Yep. That's amazing. Yep. I have to see that episode. I love that show. I haven't seen you yet on it.
It was crazy. It was awesome. It was it's called Donut Derby, and you know, it was one of the best experiences of my life. It was crazy. You know, you got to cook something in half an hour, and it's like you don't realize how fast a half an hour goes by until you try to cook a dish in half an hour. So
I watched it, and I couldn't. I mean, we were in the restaurant watching it at night. You had a few people come over, and I couldn't imagine what do you got to do when somebody tells you what to make and here are your ingredients.
Your brain's just racing.
Now you've got to do that. You wouldn't believe the creative stuff he came up with. Even I was surprised to see what level of creativity the guy pulls out of his pocket.
Well, Dom, so tickets are available. Very easy to get. Yes. I mean, how's the event selling?
It's great. We're ahead of last year, Jen. And as you know, last year, of course, in addition to all the previous years, have been sellouts. They sell out at least a week before. So it's kind of nice. You know, you've got, 3 weeks before the event, I think. So really got a couple of weeks to buy tickets. This would be the great time for everybody to jump online and just find Worcester'sBestChef.com, buy your tickets. And you got VIP or general admission. And the VIP is kind of cool. We bolstered it up this year. VIP attendees get their own room.
I heard that.
It's so, so sweet. They get their own room, Jen, Frank. Passed champagne.
Wow.
Their own room.
Nice. Wow.
Massage therapy. I mean, you're not going to want to leave. We're going to have to security take people out of there at night.
Now, you and Rick Brackett are hosting this fine event.
We are. Yeah. Yep. We're going to be out there. We give away our award, the XLO's Perfect Palette Award that we do every year. And we're excited to go around and taste the food. It is coming up Sunday, the 29th. Dom, one more time on how people get their tickets.
It's real easy, Jen. Just go to Worcester'sBestChef.com. Google it. Check our Facebook page out. Grab your tickets. It's so simple.
You're
going to have a great time.
Well, we'll see you guys there.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.